Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aarti Pharma Labs Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Zain from Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I am Zain Gulam Hussain from Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited. It gives me immense pleasure to hold 3Q FY26 Aarti Pharma Labs Limited con call. From the management team, we have Mr. Rashesh Gogri, Chairman, Mrs. Hetal Gogri-Gala, Vice Chairperson and Managing Director, and Mr. Piyush Lakhani, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I pass it over to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, all, and welcome to Aarti Pharma Labs' earnings call for the third quarter of the financial year 26. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. I will walk you through our Q3 performance and share key developments and provide insights into the steps we are taking to strengthen our growth going forward. Let me start with the summary of our standalone financials for Q3 FY26. The revenue was 425 crores rupees, which was earlier 471 crores rupees a year back. The EBITDA was 103 crores rupees as compared to 115 crores rupees for the corresponding period of the previous year. The profit after tax for the Q3 FY26 was rupees 44 crores as compared to 74 crores a year back. I'm pleased to inform you that the board has declared an interim dividend of rupees 1.5 per share. Now, let me present a few business highlights. Aarti Pharma Labs operates across three key verticals: Xanthine derivatives, API and intermediates, and CDMO/CMO services. The Xanthine derivatives segment contributed to 49% of our turnover in Q3. The volume split was 63% beverages customers and 37% others. In terms of geographical split, the export sales were 51% and the rest was 49% was local sales. The API and intermediate business stood at 39% of the turnover. This subsegment-wise breakup is 52% regulated market, 34% ROW market, and 14% non-reg market. The API business continues to see some margin pressure. While early indications of recovery are emerging, we remain vigilant and are directing all our efforts towards patent expiry over coming years. The third segment, CDMO/CMO, has contributed to 12% of the revenue in this quarter. We are working with 21 customers, and the number of active projects are 59, out of which 40 projects are in the commercial stage, and 19 are under various stages of development, both at customer end. Apart from Q3 reported sales, another 49 crore worth of goods were in transit as of 31st December 25. These goods could not be booked as sales due to accounting norms. We are confident of meeting our CDMO revenue guidance for FY26. However, exceeding that target, which was earlier possibility, now looks difficult due to certain project deliveries getting pushed by a few months. Let me now discuss the update of the expansion projects. Atali plant started production of qualifying batches in Q3 FY26. While ramping up phase 1, we have encountered some starting hiccups which impacted the production plan, and we have corrective actions in place, and we expect the resolution by end of the current quarter. The Xanthine expansion is progressing as planned, and we are targeting the mechanical completion by end of March 26. The incremental capacity will become available for the production in Q1 FY27. However, utilization will increase progressively over subsequent quarters in line with the operation scale-up and the order inflows. Forward outlook. Looking ahead for the full year FY26, we expect EBITDA to be largely in line with last year, with only marginal growth. This revision is mainly due to the delay in Atali plant stabilization and relatively softness in API and intermediate business. While this reflects the near-term pressure, but our fundamentals remain strong, and I am confident that of mid to long-term growth trajectory of Aarti Pharma Labs. Our efforts are dedicated to drive operational efficiencies and scale each business segment prudently to create long-term shareholder value. The moderator may now open the forum for Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Ahmed Madha from Unifi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, if I look at the CDMO business, the number of projects, the commercial has gone from 33 to 14 last 9 months. Does that give you any visibility for FY27 growth? I mean, next financial year, what sort of, how, considering the way the projects have shaped up, we'd like to give some comments. How is the outlook for the growth shaping up?
Yeah, I think as you have seen, the number of projects have increased on the commercial side, and we are working with our customers in the starting of this year to work on this number. I think we will be able to give that guidance of CDMO CMO growth post our budgeting exercise, which we will do in next month. So I think next financial year. But we are looking at good growth. I think we are strong pipeline of projects with these 21 customers, and we are confident that we will be moving forward with a very good growth.
And in the incremental projects that have come, are those products already commercialized and scalable, and we are being added as a secondary supplier, or some of these products are getting launched probably a year down the line or next year?
It is a mixture of everything. So basically we are getting added, we are in certain projects we are primary source, certain projects we are getting added as a secondary source. And but largely I think it is more the products are getting launched or we are getting qualified in these projects as a approved source. So with this happening, I think we will have the number of projects which are adding meaningful value to our sales are increasing, you know, every year.
Sure. And on the API side, I understand we had few good launches last year, and the pricing pressure is the nature of the business. But going forward, for the new launches on the diabetic side, the glyphosins and the onco side, do we have any new launches in the pipeline, or for the next year we have to rely on the existing portfolio?
No, we have new launches.
Yeah, definitely we are validating a couple of or quite few APIs on onco side, and also improving our manufacturing processes on diabetic side. However, some of these APIs will have the patent expiry somewhere around 27-28, and we will see, you know, more and more customers getting into our kitty with the validation completion in current quarter and in the next quarter as well. So 2026 also 2026 also we will have a couple of new launches for the onco APIs as well, and also we have a new CSO who has joined, so we are working very aggressive on you know, revisiting our strategy and working on you know, capturing the you know, onco pipeline early on. Yeah.
Sure, got it. My follow-up question on that is, does that mean FY26-27, this year obviously we'll have degrowth, but FY26-27, do we consolidate, or we can grow from that base?
See, what we are doing is that we are trying to debottleneck the steroid line so that we can add more sales. Of course, we have space in our general block where we are trying to get more projects validated, and that validation has been done in this year. So those will get commercialized. These are some of the old products that we have taken up because we had space. So all that efforts, and of course in 2026 we have few launches like Apixaban and few other anti-cancer products that are getting launched in 2026. So with those launches, we will see, you know, 2026 to be a better year, 2026-27 to be a better year overall in terms of API. And also API business numbers also consolidate the numbers of intermediates. So there are few intermediates that we supply from our range of intermediates for these newer launch drugs also. So those are also going to increase significantly going forward.
Sure, sure. That helps. Thirdly, on Atali, you spoke about the operational challenges. Can you just elaborate a bit what sort of issues we are facing, and when we say they're resolved by Q4 end, does that mean that we can shift some of our current intermediate from Vapi to Atali from Q1 and ramp up the utilization?
Yeah, basically, we were trying to validate several products there, and in the validation there were certain challenges that company faced at Atali side because of the newer staff and newer nature of the plant. So those issues are getting settled, I think, with the operational team getting strengthened and the process team also being stationed there, because all the entire new set of reactions and the equipment that we have commercially started in phase one are all large equipment. So that's where, we are taking much larger batch sizes. So those challenges we anticipate to get over in the current quarter, and the batches have progressed well now. So overall, that has led to, some delays in the certain validation quantities that were supposed to go for the CDMO projects in the current fiscal, but they will get pushed a little bit to next quarter from Atali.
Yeah, and in FY27, we will have more products range getting validated from Atali, and this will definitely help our intermediate capacity increase.
A couple of questions on the number side. So gross margin...
You, sir, but if you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Sir. You are.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first question is with regards to the impact of this confinement which is in transit, where roughly we have cost to the extent of 30 crores and 49 crores could have been the revenue value. So just to understand what exactly is the impact on the numbers which have been declared for December, how is that been accounted? And what is the impact in the December quarter with regard to sale? And what can be the impact in the next quarter coming in?
Yeah, so the impact in the, this is Piyush Rakhani, the impact is essentially what we have given in our note. So if we had been able to book the revenue in quarter three, then our top line would have been higher by that amount, 49 crores, then the PBT would have been higher by, by the same amount. So
19 crores.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, so currently how is it accounted? Is there some impact in the current numbers?
No. Currently it is being shown as a stock in transit. So that's why, it is carried at 30 point something crores, which otherwise would have been 49 crores if we had been able to book the revenue.
Okay, so do I understand in the coming quarter what would happen is this 30 crores ka stock jo hai, that will be sold at 49 crores. So that 19 crores will be booked in quarter four, correct?
Yes. Correct, yeah.
Okay. And secondly, sir, with regards to the Atali CAPEX, what kind of cost, incremental cost we have incurred with regards to this Atali CAPEX underway till now, and what is the further cost expected, and how do we see the ramp up in the coming quarters?
No, so we have done the capitalization of around 300 crores, and the total project outlay is around 450 crores. So that balance, certain second phase is getting, completed, and we will have that completion happening in next couple of months.
Mm-hmm. And I was asking also about the OPEX, which has been, because I can see some increase in other expenses and depreciation.
Yeah.
So what kind of OPEX has already been accounted in, say, quarter three, which has been flown through the P&L?
Yeah, so we had taken the complete depreciation as well as the OPEX numbers of Atali have also been accounted for this validation program, whatever that we had undertaken. So the depreciation
on the entire 300 crores of capitalization has come in, and on top of it, about 1.5 crores of monthly OPEX that we are running at.
Okay.
So quarterly will be around, say, 5.25 depreciation on 300 crore. So it will be 16 crore depreciation in a year.
But then we'll be capitalizing the additional
also. Additional. Once the additional gets capitalized, then the depreciation will increase.
Sure. And last question, sir, with regards to Zantin ramp up. So how do we see the Zantin ramp up over, say, next year? With this mechanical capillary completion?
Yeah, see, currently, as I have informed all of you in the last call, that we are currently running at around 500 tons per month capacity and slowly ramping it up. So I think with the new capacities coming up, we are adding close to 300 tons per month additional capacity. So that, you know, we will have that available. But I think quarter by quarter, you know, we will have in first quarter maybe 300-400 tons manufactured. Second quarter, we'll manufacture more. And then in a year, we should be at least able to utilize close to 50-60% of that capacity overall.
So the exit rate will be 50-60%? Or overall average could reach 50-60%?
Overall,
okay. Average for the year could be in the range of 50-60%.
Yes.
Sure. That's quite helpful. Sure. And sir, just last thing with regards to the API. So you mentioned in your initial commentary also and in the press release also, presentation also, just to understand, you know, where are we in this cycle of, so on one side you have mentioned there are some green shoots which are visible. At the same time, the margin pressures continue. So is it that the demand has started picking up, but the price variations have not yet moved up? So is that... what we should assume, and plus how do we look it forward now?
See, API business, generic business, the prices never increase. They always go down only. So ultimately the game has to be played where you increase the capacity. So what we have done in our generic block, also we have put the block 5 expansion couple of years back. So that is available with us. And then we have also mentioned that in this year, we are also going to do the debottlenecking of the steroid block, and our onco block eventually we will, in future also we will do the debottlenecking. So once we have the more capacity and the more products get off patent, and to supplement our usage, if the, you know, we have also undertaken few older projects where we have our own raw materials produce, intermediate produce in house, which are large volume drugs. So those also have been sold for the validation quantity. So all these efforts, we see that gaining more customers for newer products or the older products, we will be able to do the growth in next year.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Best wishes.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. The first question is on the CDMO segment. So, and two parts to it. So if you look at the number of molecules that we have been working on, although, you know, we have seen a significant jump in the number of commercial molecules from around, let's say, 28 to almost 40, and most of them have transitioned from underdevelopment to commercial. But overall, the molecules that we have been working on has remained in the range of around 55 to 60 over the past, you know, 6 to 7 quarters. So if you can elaborate, you know, how do you see this, you know, pipeline increasing? And that was the first part on CDMO. And second part was on, you know, if you look at our CDMO revenues currently, they are largely concentrated on 2 to 3 molecules. So when do we see, you know, other commercial molecules which have increased from 28 to 40 contributing to our, you know, revenues and scaling up to, you know, $5-10 million kind of thing over. So when do you see that thing happening, and especially with Atali coming in, you know, next year in a full-fledged manner, how do you see this happening?
Yeah, as you know, you rightly mentioned that the overall, the list that we are maintaining is a dynamic list of 60 projects. So we are reducing the number of projects which are not getting through as an approval. So it's a dynamic list. So what is important is how many are commercial and whether they are increasing or not, because those who are not getting approval are getting off the list also. Okay. And, you know, we are getting newer projects in the commercial range where we are quite hopeful that in future we will have revenue ranging, significant revenue will come from, meaningful revenue will come from these projects in future. So whatever you are able to track is only export data, right, largely, and that also quarter on quarter. I don't know how much that tracking is being done. This year, largely in first three quarters, we have not done too much shipment. So we have had total of only 120-130 crores, which plus of course is 50 crores. So in the last quarter, we will have bulk of exports also happening, which will have these newer commercialized products getting exported. So you will see that in the data. Yeah.
So going forward,
you know, as we are putting people on ground, we have someone in Europe and someone getting shifted to US. So more people getting on the ground. I think with the newer customers that we have been able to approach, I think, and with our new enhanced strengthening of our R&D team, I think in future we will have much more opportunities and you will see this list to grow.
Sure. And then what some of the products which, you know, one of our products which got, you know, regulatory approvals in this financial year and one which is expected, hopefully should get approval in Europe in second half of this, in of current year, and US FDA approval next year. So how do you see this molecule scaling up for us? You know, now, you know, at least one of them has been commercialized. The other two, the other one is also expected to be a blockbuster drug, you know. So if you can tell us whether, you know, what kind of projections or what kind of indications is are the, you know, some of our innovators or our CDMO partners are giving for these two products?
See, I think we are not speculating on these names of our, we are bound by the confidentiality agreement with our customers. So, but the project's success depends on how well they are marketed and how well they are getting penetrated, because for the same segment there are many drugs which may be there. But luckily for us, the drugs which are there have a very segment which is differentiated segment where there are not too many competitors operating in this space. So we are keeping our finger crossed and hoping that our innovator partners are able to grow these products, and of course we are there to support them. So in future we could see healthy growth in all these projects, so which we are doing with our partners.
Sure. And the second question was on the API part. You know, last year in second half we had touched almost a quarterly run rate of 200 crore. We had in fact, you know, exceeded that, and this year we have been in the range of 150 to 160. Of course you have alluded the reasons. Given the launches which are happening in the coming financial year, how do you see, you know, we might end up this year around 660 670 crore kind of run rate for the full financial year, given how the trend has been for the past three quarters. And last year we were around, almost around 770 crores. So next year, should we be looking at going back to that 770, 780 crore kind of run rate, or, you know, we should also see some growth on that number, or at least at this juncture, we are just looking to go back to the FY25 API numbers?
Yeah, I think the first milestone is, as you rightly mentioned, quarterly 200, and then the next milestone will be higher than that quarterly. So these are the milestones, I think. Yeah, so that is what we will try to scale it up to.
But when do you see this happening? Let's say, you know, going back to 200 crore quarterly run rate on API?
As we get more and more, you know, commercialization of our products and the new launches happen, so that will happen across next few quarters. So I think it's not going to happen in next quarter, but I think it will take a couple of more quarters to come to that.
Sure. And sir, this last question on the gross margin part.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir, but if you have a follow-up question, please rejoin
the queue. Sure, I will. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Madhav Marda from FIL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, on the xanthine derivatives business, if my understanding earlier was correct, we had 5,000 tons capacity. And I think you, if I heard it right, you said we are running at 500 metric tons per month run rate right now. So just trying to clarify, like that would mean 6,000 tons volume. So what is the what is the current installed capacity and sort of volume run rate that we have in xanthine today?
Yeah, so basically in xanthine segment, we are running two manufacturing sites. So what we have done is the current mother site that we have there also we did some debottlenecking exercise. So that capacity increase has happened as phase one. And the new site that is 300 tons per month, that is getting installed mechanical completion by end of this financial year by March. And next quarter we'll start the trial production and everything. So that's how the production will reach to 800 metric tons per month. So that's why we are saying that currently we are at 500 because that's what we are operating.
Okay, so effectively, sir, you're saying we are at 500 metric tons per month including the debottlenecking and
yes.
At peak, including the expansion, we can get to 800 metric tons of volume from
yeah.
For
yeah,
that.
That is 9,600 our installed. 9,000,
around 9,000
considering
25,
whatever, yeah.
Okay, got it, understood. And how is the pricing trend right now in xanthine across, in the various end markets which we sell? And the incremental volume, will we be selling it more in, pharma grade or will it be more beverages or, any market mix you can give us? Because pricing can vary, so just wanted to check in.
Yeah, so I think there is an interesting development is that the China has announced that they will withdraw the benefit, rebate benefit on caffeine and its salts. So with that rebate withdrawal, I think overall 13% benefit that is getting accrued to the Chinese manufacturers when they export the API, that will go away. And we are hoping that this will push the prices of the product up by at least 8 to 10% in future. We are seeing some increase in the pricing overall. I think in the spot market, we have seen around 5% increase in the price from lower level. So we are seeing that the overall pricing has bottomed out. Secondly, for the U.S. market now with the overall trend, I think there is a duty of 20% which is applicable on Chinese product, whereas India has a duty-free status. Currently, because caffeine doesn't attract the caffeine is in the annexure list, which is free from this Trump tax. So with this, I think we are in a favorable position to do the exports to US. Imports will and that other markets also we will have a higher overall pricing should improve, I think, going forward.
Is it a fair assumption that in FY28, we could run at full capacity on the 9,000 metric ton can be full capacity for us?
I think the efforts are going to basically achieve to 85 to 90% of that capacity.
Okay.
By that,
okay.
We
okay.
always want to have some free capacity.
Yeah, and we wanted to reach top three in the world with this kind of capacity, so to have a good position across.
Understood. And in the API business, although the reported revenue obviously seems like there's a decline, but just wanted to check, until last year we had a subsidiary, where the revenue used to be booked in the top line, now it's moved to the associate line item, the JV which we had. So is the decline in API business because of that change in the reporting because of that, or there's actually been a decline of
20%? See, you have to look at the standalone business, and standalone to standalone, what is the gap, that is what is important overall. See, in this current quarter, we have added 5 crore PAT below the line for that entity. So which had negative numbers in last two quarters have become positive, and this quarter it has added 5 crores in this results, consolidated results. And we are hopeful that in the future also we will see similar positive numbers from that joint venture that we have.
Sure. Just want to clarify this 167 crores approx API intermediate business which we booked in quarter three. What was the like for like number last year, like if I compare apple to apple for this business?
That number, I think even the percentage you will have to see, last year Q3 was 40% of, I think the breakup was around 44%. In the Q3.
Okay, on what top line is it? On what
top line? I think it was around 180.
180. Yeah, so the decline is more like 5-6%, right? Rather than...
Yeah, it is
much larger number which comes because of that.
180 has become 160.
Okay. That's the last question on the
CDMO
business.
If you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. There are a couple of participants waiting in the queue. Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Shikha Mehta from Time and Tide Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Congratulations on a decent set of numbers. I wanted to understand the gross margins a little better. So, of course, this quarter we've seen, superior gross margin. So, is this something we can maintain going forward? Is this sustainable or is there some kind of one-off? And along with that, on our other expense side, there is a significant rise. So, is that just the Atali, operational expenses that we were mentioning earlier, or is there anything else part of it?
Yeah, the first one, I think, quarter to quarter, the gross margins will vary a little. But if you see 9 months, it's basically trending at the same, almost the same level. If you look at gross margin as well as EBITDA, we are around the same level. And second question about the expenses, yes, mainly the increase is contributed by the Atali site. And there is one more site that we have taken on rent, on lease, where we are paying conducting fees. So there also, there is some contribution also coming in, and there is corresponding some expenses also that is getting booked. So that particular disclosure we had given in the Q1, that we have entered into a conducting agreement with one of the players who had some extra capacity and empty plant.
Understood. So the other expense should broadly normalize once we start seeing revenues coming in from, Atali, etc., right? It should move back to that 21-22% of sales that it used to be.
Yeah, it will move more in tandem with the growth in the top line, and as you rightly said, it would move, basically it will increase once the operations are stabilized and ramped up at Atali.
Another thing, sir, in our presentation and in our opening remarks, we've mentioned that we're looking to end FY26 on a flat to moderate growth on EBITDA basis for FY26. So that would suggest a very large quarter-on-quarter jump in the Q4 numbers for EBITDA. It would lead to almost 50 to 55% of an EBITDA jump quarter-on-quarter. Is that understanding correct? And are we, geared towards doing that?
Yeah, as we have mentioned in the today's presentation also, that one revenue we had to defer, the 49 crore sales with that we had to take at 30 crore COGS. So with that and the normal increase, I think whatever that we are projecting, because a lot of CDMO sales are still going to happen in the last quarter. So with that, we are anticipating good growth in the last quarter.
And so lastly, on the API side, I understand a lot of participants have asked this earlier as well, but I'm just looking to understand. So, last year Q3 and Q4 obviously were tremendous quarters for us. In the near future, maybe Q1 or Q2 in FY27, can we expect that kind of revenue and, margin, or is that something to look at as a one-off and might not happen going forward?
No, we are increasing the capacities. Now, which quarter we will be able to grow will be, you know, whatever we are thinking about.
No, so I'm just trying to understand that was Q3, you know, we had margins of EBITDA margins of almost 27% last year Q4. So
yeah.
Is that margin a one-off or is that something that, you know, in the imminent future we can expect at some point in FY27?
I think Q4 margin was driven by the CDMO, CMO as well. So in the Q4, we had CDMO, CMO almost going up to 27% of the sales. So
right.
Overall, I think the last year, Q3, Q4, both, you know, we had good API sales, you know, overall as well. So, but the bump was largely due to CDMO, CMO.
Understood. So, again, as that continues to grow at this 30-40% rate that we've had before, it should possibly come back.
Yes, yes.
All right, so thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ahmed Madha from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a few questions on the numbers. So, did we have any forex loss in quarter three? Last quarter we had some.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, you know, that gets parked in the other income. So basically, you know, we have gain on the exports and we have loss because the rupee is depreciating, obviously. So, loss on the imports, and on top of it, you know, the part of the interest on the foreign currency loan, which is over and above the normal rate of borrowing in India or INR, also gets net off against the export gains. So basically the net impact which you are seeing in other income is because of that.
So total will be 5 crore.
5 crores.
5 crore is the total impact that.
So whatever gain we had, almost, you know, similar kind of loss we had.
Okay, sure. And in terms of the capital structure, how much gross debt we have 9 month ending?
650 crores.
Okay. And post all the capex are done, I mean the balance of Atagi and Zenthi and everything, what number should we end by Q4?
I think we should look at net debt to equity of around 0.3, between 0.3 and 0.35, you know, depending upon how Q4 goes.
Yeah, 0.3.
Got it. Okay. And on the Atali, you spoke about 450 crore capex, of which 300 is commercialized and 150 is the balance remaining. For Zenthi, how much will be the block? Which will be capitalized?
Generally, in total, the project that we have approved is around 150 crore with both the sites together.
Okay, sure. Lastly, on the CDMO.
Follow up, please join the queue.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. But sir, on the Zenthin side, you know, we will have the entire capacity of 9,000 tons per annum by end of Q4. And we, as you've been indicating that, you know, we are looking at, we should end FY27 with a decent capacity utilization of the incremental, of the new plant as well. So, you know, new capacity addition as well. So, are we looking at a scenario next year that, you know, our volume growth in the Zenthin should be, can be around 25-30% plus, given how things are there on the China because of this anti-involution thing, we should also have some 5-10% kind of jump in realization in Zenthin?
Yeah, so I think as I have indicated that the new plant will start up and we'll see how that goes. Overall, target we have set of what we want to commercialize from that. But what we did is that from the current site itself by debottlenecking, we are anyway operating at 6,000 level today for this quarter. So that really gradual thing also helps us in pushing the number because we are not taking a sudden shock of increase from 5,000 to 9,000. You already are at 6,000, so it's easier to reach 7 or 7,500 going forward. Yeah. So another thing that I think everywhere we don't compete with China. So wherever we are competing with China, you know, definitely we will have this advantage of margin. But I don't think that will have a substantial, because we have certain contracts which have locked in on the pricing. So yeah.
Okay. And,
but rupee depreciation definitely helps us overall.
And then on the capex part, on for the FY27 and FY28, you know, we were also looking at incremental blocks coming in Atali. So given some visibility on the CDMO part, are we looking at some expansion coming in for the new block at Atali in FY27?
Yeah, we will have at least one block coming up in Atali in next year. So we will get that capex approval going forward.
Okay, and it should not be a large capex given all the
large capex. It won't be a large capex.
Okay, so does that also imply that that huge capacity is coming up, and we are also looking at new block coming in for the CDMO? We have very good visibility on how CDMO should ramp up post the first phase comes in, the first block comes in.
Yeah, we have good visibility. So, of course, we have to keep our finger crossed. Our partners have to make sure that their launch drugs are being successful and they don't have any hiccups. So, everything is contingent to how they are performing post-launch. So, that's what we are waiting to see. And I think because everyone prepares for the launch, and the first year there is always a dip post-launch. And the second, third year, again, it picks up because, they are certain about the market targets, and they are actually trying to expand the market. So that's where I think we will be in different phases with different drugs.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Vikas Sharda from NT Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good evening. One question that you have pointed out, what is the goods in transit? What would be the normalized goods in transit like every quarter, so that we can know that how much higher it is this quarter?
8 to 10 crore, I think. 10 to 12 crore will be normal.
This was a specific case of an Incoterm being a DAP delivered at place. So basically, we deliberated, the possibility of booking it in the last quarter itself, but then we had deliberated with the auditor also and internally also, and it was basically as per the accounting terms, it gets booked at the time of delivery itself. So, but normally we do not have too much sales with this Incoterm. So normally it is not that high as far as FG is concerned.
Yeah, so it will be around 10-12 crores typically, which is at the transit.
At the dock. Okay, that's helpful. And secondly, so you have revised down the EBITDA growth guidance from last quarter to this quarter. So besides some push out in, say, CDM sales, any further negatives that you, headwinds do you see for this year?
I think, as I have mentioned, API overall growth that we were seeing, that there would be some growth, but there has been degrowth. Okay, in the API sales segment that we have seen. So that is also one of the reason why, overall we have not been. But the Zandin segment has done as what we were targeting. CDMO, CMO, little bit of pushback, and API is little slow. So I think these are the three factors. And then we had capitalized the Atali, and then all the expenses have started coming in. So we have depreciation and all that also. The running expense OPEX have also come in. So, whereas the initial hiccups, that of course will get solved going forward.
Yeah. And in the API segment, is the pricing pressure across the board, or how is it, like few specific molecules? And how is the volume growth overall, say for API and intermediates?
I think we are seeing pricing growth happens. That is the nature of API business. I think overall there is always a pricing growth. We had few launches last year which have, you know, they the partners with whom launched, they took significant quantities, and this year they are a little bit slow in taking up more quantities from us. So that's one of the reasons. Second thing, you know, the in terms of intermediate capacities, you know, we did not have too much intermediate API capacity because we were running the CDMO operations in our intermediate and CDMO combined facility. So now with the Atali coming in, I think we will again focus on these intermediates. Of course, as the launches happen of the APIs which are getting expired, we'll start supplying these intermediates. So those sales also will get added into the API segment. So both these will happen, so that will drive the number towards growth.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Burman Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to understand that Bayer got an approval, US FDA approval in October of 2025 for one of their key products in the menopause and hot flashes category. And they, you know, repeatedly categorized that as a blockbuster opportunity with, you know, 1 billion euros of sales. What we understand is that, you know, there are some key intermediates that you are supplying. So just wanted to understand, how are you, you know, looking at this opportunity? Can it, you know, become a 15 to 20 million dollar kind of opportunity for you? And
yeah, we are not commenting on specific molecule because of the CDA that we have with various customers. So unfortunately, I won't be able to answer this question.
Understood. No problem, sir. Sir, you know, just wanted to understand on the general CDMO part, like, you know, from the time you ship a product from India to the, you know, receipt of goods at the customer end, what is, you know, the general time lag and, you know, between that shipment as well as the revenue recognition?
See, generally, we, most of the products which are more than a lakh rupees a kg, we do mostly air shipment. So this is being delivered in 5-7 days, whereas the sea shipment takes 30 to 40 days if it is going to Europe, or if it goes to US, then it will be 60 days. So by sea shipment, but by air it is 7-8 days. So, but the, I think the sales shipment was sea, so that's where the issue came up.
And in most of the cases, we are able to book the revenue as well as CIF at the time of shipment itself. So.
Yeah.
So this is the one of.
That's why we have to disclose, and it moves the number significantly, you know, for this quarter, because it's a very large shipment that we did for one of our customers.
Yes, sir. Sir, but you said earlier, right, that there were a lot of shipments that, you know, might be seen on export data out there, but, you know, that usually happens later on. So just, you know, understanding from that perspective that, you know, is there like a 1 million average, 1 month average kind of, you know, lag between shipment to revenue recognition?
Not really, because most of the shipments are air shipments. So I think there is only few days of delay, but not all are DAP terms. So some of them are only DAP, most of them are CIF, FOB, and stuff like that. So it depends on the INCO term.
Understood. Sir, just one last question, if I can squeeze in. Usually, sir, when an innovator is, you know, kind of receiving an US FDA approval, is there like a build-up of an inventory that they would see on their end? And, you know, then obviously that will follow a normalization period, you know, and possibly destocking of that in the, you know, that 1 year kind of range, or usually it's more, you know, stable. Just wanted to understand that perspective.
So I think every innovator has a different plan, and if they are getting approval of different market at a different date, then anyway the launches are deferred. But once they have key approvals in key markets of Europe, UK and US and other important markets like Japan or whatever, so then I think they are at a full potential of sales, and that's where it depends on how they have prepared for each launches. So they don't get a day one approval for all the markets. So it, all the regulatory agencies have a different clock for approval.
Understood. Thank you, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mohammed Patel from Edelweiss Public Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir, you are.
One question is related to the CDMO business. So the number of customers were 21 at the start, at the end of FY25, and the number is same currently in the 9 months. So are we expecting addition of customers in the near term?
Yeah. We expect this customer number to go up in calendar year 26.
Okay. And a follow-up question on that. So can you give some color on the current CDMO inquiries pipeline?
No, I think starting this year, we are having good number of new inquiries that have been generated by our BD team. And, you know, our team is really responding to these inquiries, and we hope to win a few of these RFPs going forward.
Okay. So we are expecting 1,000 crore of CDMO sales. So then we should expect FY27 growth also to be similar to FY26 number?
Yeah, that is the target that we have. Yeah.
The goal. Okay. One bookkeeping question. So what was the net debt? You mentioned the gross debt. What was the net debt Q3?
Net debt around 650 crores. We don't keep too much cash.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. On the Zentin, one of the previous participants where you were discussing the lock-in thing. So I just wanted to understand what percentage of our business will be lock-in.
No. So basically we have, certain commitments which are quarterly and annual nature. So our percentage of locked in may differ for customer to customer for different quarters,
On an average, what would that number be? On an average, very approximate number is fine.
See, the capacities are increasing, the sales is also increasing. So that number is a dynamic number. I wouldn't like to comment on that number.
Okay. Not even directionally?
Around 50%.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Madhav Marda from FIL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. So I just wanted to check on the CDMO business. I think this year you've guided for 30-40%. I missed the comment. So you said FY27 also could be similar growth. Is that what you indicated in one of the earlier questions?
No, I think we will formulate the, we will have the budget prepared by March. And I think once we have the results of this financial year, we will be able to do the proper guidance. So,
okay.
But there will be
good growth. Okay. But it's our CDMO business, it's the base is small. So if we get like one or two good commercial opportunities, the growth can be pretty substantial. Which is why I was just trying to understand if we had, good projects in the pipeline.
Yeah, but see, it is dependent on, so now January, February, March is a good time to understand what customers will buy in the current calendar year. And that's what will get projected in the numbers. And, that's how every year it works. So that's why we could give a guidance last year also that this is what looks.
Got it. Just last question, in quarter three, versus the reported margins, we did allude to some initial OPEX that we booked for Atali, maybe for the Xanthine plant also, maybe some cost would have come in. So any cost which is upfronted in quarter three for some of these new expansions, if you could clarify how much that is, so we have some sense on the base business margins, excluding new expansions.
I think we may not have that breakup, so probably we can get you that breakup.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Deep Gandhi from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. The first question is on the CDMO side. So as you have indicated in the past that you've been trying to increase wallet share, and even in this call you made a comment that some of the new commercial products are going to be significantly larger in the pipeline. So can you, broadly help us explain that in, say, in last 2-3 years, how the wallet share has improved with the innovator partners, if you can try to quantify that?
Yeah, I think, see, we have good 5-7 projects where there are multiple number of intermediates which are meaningfully adding the gross turnover of this business, and others are shaping up basically in future. So that's how the current nature of the business is. 80% sales is anchored by these few projects, 7-8 projects, and the balance is by the other projects that we have.
Sure. But sir, can you, I mean, say quantify, say for example, can a single product, do we have such products in the pipeline where a single product can be more than 100, 150 crores turnover? I mean, that has happened, and even much larger for other CDMO companies, a single product scale. So do we have such products in the pipeline which gives you the confidence also to reach the 1,000 crore turnover from CDMO? Is that a fair understanding, and if you can help us quantify?
Yeah, see, we have got single POs which are in millions of dollars. So, in single digit millions of dollars. So, we are in that range of products, you know.
Sure. And so, the second question I have is, so, I mean, in the past you've tried to explain that you are also trying to bypass, you know, work. I mean, you are trying to directly work with the innovator companies in the CDMO and bypassing the partners. So, how has been that journey in last 1.5 years? If you can give us some explanation, I mean, are we seeing any new products where we are directly working with the innovators now instead of, say, working with the innovator partners?
See, I think we are working with whoever wants to work with us. So, we are agnostic, you know, we have a lot of chemistry strength where we can do the regulatory starting material, key starting material, GMP intermediates and API. So with different partners we are working with different things, and we have innovators also, we have CDMO partners also, and we have some traders also, not largely, but I think smaller biotech companies also with whom we work on APIs as well. So it's a mixed basket, but there are... Yeah. There is no deliberate attempt to bypass any of the CDMO partners. Because in the early phase of patent, I think all the innovators which work on these blockbusters have to have the supply chain secured in the US and Europe. And they have to work with those who don't have their own manufacturing capacity, have to work with CDMO partners. And, you know, we don't have capabilities of doing this production in this geography. So we have to work with the large CDMO partners.
Sure. And so just last question, just again coming back to the wallet share question. I mean, if you can't quantify in terms of value, but can you help us understand, say, are there any new products where you are doing almost, say, 60-70% of the intermediates for the innovator partner? I mean, are you taking wallet share more in that sense? Is that a fair understanding? And last 1.5 years compared to what it was in the past, if you can quantify that, even that will be helpful.
Yeah, we have few projects where we have that kind of wallet.
70-80%?
So you stick to one number. 60-70 we may have.
Okay, sure. That was it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, I would like to thank all the participants for taking the time and joining the call. Good evening. Thanks.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.